Long conversation 2.
I understand what you're saying, Isabel. But for me personally, I don't think the candidate has shown that she has the qualities that we're looking for in this position.
But she answered every one of our questions. It's true that her answers weren't always completely clear, but all the elements were there.
Yes, but one of the qualities that the candidate must absolutely have is the capacity to express herself well orally. It's essential to this position.
Well, I think she has this capacity. Listen, think about the work experience that she told us about. It's clear that she had to speak in public often.
Maybe, but we really can't judge something that we didn't see in the interview. In the interview, she didn't express herself clearly.
I'm certain it was just because she was nervous.
Maybe. But again, we can't assume that, in other circumstances, she's really good, because we haven't seen it.
Ah, job interviews really get on my nerves sometimes. We can't use our intuition and our perceptions, and those are what I work best with.
I agree with you. Sometimes it's frustrating to follow the rules to the letter, but we don't have any choice.
And, you know, I think that the points system in our evaluation grid is not all that good.
Well, we can't very well change the grid in the middle of the competition.
No, I know that, but I'm just frustrated because I think that this person could be a good addition to our team, but she hasn't exactly succeeded in convincing everybody.
Unfortunately, that's part of the competition process.